Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back to 34 After the Hour.
Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Amik Hazar being back on the show. Amik is a long time coming up on 9-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of Multifunding. As I told you earlier, he doesn't loan you the money. He puts you in a position where you can find it and get the capital you need. And he does that for a lot of folks. And he's along the way, he learns an awful lot about what's going on in the lives of small business owners and comes back on the show from time to time and shares those perspectives with us, and he's here today. And me, Kazar, welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things I know you want to talk about today are some of the dilemmas entrepreneurs struggle with, and there must be 10, maybe 20,000 of these, right?
Right.
Entrepreneurial dilemmas. Or maybe they're innumerable, but one of them I know that you've been thinking about is when you don't know what to do next. How does that look? How does that show up?
Well, Jim, I think there's a combination. I think even above that, to a certain extent, is how big do you want to get? Do you want to keep growing? Do you want to expand? Are you hit a point where you're happy with your stage and your lot? How much more risk do you want to take? Do you want to take on debt to grow and expand faster and the liability that comes along with that debt? Are you happy to live off of the cash flow? So entrepreneurs, and the fascinating thing about these is that how you feel about this today might be different to how you felt about it a month ago, or mm-hmm. how you're going to feel about it in 3 months or 6 months. But you know, who do you want to be?
Have you noticed that some people? It's been interesting to me to see how somebody becomes an entrepreneur and the sap rises in their bark and they take off and they're just a fireball and they create something really amazing. And then all of a sudden, they're faced with this next question: what's next? Because they're looking for the next rush, right? They're looking for the next action. And they sell out. They sell out, and they move on. And then there's the other person who does exactly what I just said, but they get to operate in their business, and they say, "Wait a minute, I like operating better than being a being an entrepreneur." Don't entrepreneurs need to sort of take stock of themselves and say, okay, am I going to be happier creating something, or have I found out that I like being an operator? What do you think? And isn't that a question that we need to ask? Because I've seen people that didn't do that and they kind of got frustrated.
Oh, I think you have to decide. I call it, and this again, the important thing about this is that there's no right answers. It's what's right for you.
Every person is different. That's right.
And so it's not like you have to be this or you have to be this, but I think you have to understand who you want to be or who you are. So I call it the difference between the tortoise and the hare entrepreneur. Okay. Hare entrepreneurs get excited about building and flipping and selling businesses. Okay. They're happy to try.
They're not going to be happy in the weeds, are they?
They're happy to build, create value quickly, sell, do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're even involved in multiple ones at the same time. God bless them. I could never do that. Okay. Tortoise entrepreneurs who spend most of my time working with, they're building something long-term and for a legacy. Okay. The question, though, is typically even in a tortoise venture, the innovative spirit and the risk-taking that happens in the first few years sometimes slows down later. So maybe the business owner was all leveraged up and working hard and very stressed in those first few years, and then they got everything stable, God bless them, and now they want to take a rest.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't necessarily have the gumption or the desire to now take on more risk to push their business to the mm-hmm. next level. Or maybe they have what I call the no-debt badge of honor. they were there.
It's nice. It's nice if you can get to that. Hey, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back, folks, with some other dilemmas that entrepreneurs run into with our good friend Ami Kazar. Multifunding.com is his website. Quick break. Stay with
us. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.